I'm Sujata Srinivasan for WNPR News. The Pakistani community in Connecticut, at a vigil held at the state capital, strongly condemned the massacre of scores of school children by Taliban gunmen in Pakistan last Tuesday.
Terrorism has no religion at all. It is un-Islamic and it is tragic. It was an act of desperation and an act of cowardly intentions.
That's Zahir Sharaf, president of the Pakistani American Association of Connecticut. Nearly 100 members gathered on a cold Friday night holding placards and flameless candles. Mian Arshad of Waterbury lost a relative in the attack.
He was around 13 years old, and it was really devastating. As a matter of fact, my whole family is still there. My mother, my brothers, all we can do is pray that everybody will be safe.
The community is rallying around to pitch in. Glastonbury High School senior Alina Raza is organizing a fundraiser to help rebuild the Peshawar school.
I can't believe that innocent, defenseless children were brutally massacred for nothing.
South Windsor Mayor Sawood Anwar says there's work to be done.
There is a state of war within Islam. The victims of these extremists and terrorists, the number one group of people that they have murdered are Muslims. And it becomes critical for the Muslims all over the world to unite against them.
The attack at the army-run school left 132 children dead. The Taliban claimed it retaliated to the killing of its members by Pakistani authorities. Sujata Srinivasan, WNPR News.